Podium Enterprises presents Future Matters.
The bodily life is a war. It's at war. It is an enemy that fires shots in the dark. A sniper in the grass on a perpetual hunt. The cold, silky grass on the ground tickles its face, tickles its fingers, which shake. What is at stake? Both hunted and hunter, body and antibody, whose hands interlaced, quiver with anticipation and fear, whose voices are simultaneous and at the ready. Ready, and the dark is new, it is the forged material black of carbon nanotubes, its densely packed laboratorial growths, swallowing photons, letting them sink in good. It is also the old black of charcoal as it bursts into glowing, the moment of strike of heat and fever and time. The non-color of the universe with its blackened spaceships, black as in waiting, as in compressing, as in supergravity and black holes, and being held so tight it most assuredly must hurt. This grip. What can it be, such a tight grip? It is the body's contradictory pull of coming and going, charging and not, simultaneously at the ready and at the defense, an all-around dance of confusion and ridiculousness, this dance. This coupled rumble is an altogether state of high bodily alert, of muscles tensing and ears so urgently awaiting information they start sinking, slowing down, slow. Their introspection is minded for the creaking of drums, the rap of bone and minuscule cellular adjustments. Hands covering ears sounds like the rustling of silk intensifying, still this dance, and then the deeper, throatier sounds appear. Hedging its bet or just coughing up something, the surrounding terrain offers up a grotto, seemingly slow to manifest but not a mirage. The rotunda gets ready for its close-up, gets ready to bear a numbered round. Throughout its center and what we presume are walls, stones open their cores, they creak and split, their movements as discernible as small animals, their material processes out loud. So loud the cacophony of others, material entities caught in the act of touching, integrating and spilling, slipping. Selves leaking into, onto others, the sheer mess of it. Matter is perspiring, oozing, even dripping from processes of expansion and fusion, again, the mess of it. Gushing on the floor, no shame, the mess of it. And the mess of it lives, breathes, pours into the ground, into the air, where bacteria attract all things moist to form one cloud after the other of softly shaped material gushings. It is all around in surround sound, the mess of it. Deep in this entangled matter mess again, the hunted body. Who knew? The body stops at the gas station, picks up a plastic-wrapped donut and wraps it under the flickering ceiling lights, lets its teeth sink into what feels moist and soft. Its tissue slowly integrating the other, the body leans towards the wall, feels the rough stumble of stone against its back, and with it, the comforting thought of contour. A feeling of safety pending on the impossibility of penetration. A feeling of safety pending on being impenetrable. But the mouth was just caught red-handed. Its saliva red-handed and full of traces. Without the illusion, delusion of clean hands, just the body's hands, there's this. There are touched tactile sensations, and then there's more. As in overgrown, monstrous tales of more. Touching material bodies again and again, they enter the body's surface layer, its skin, its blood vessels, churns round and round in a merry-go-round of systemic processes that constitute the self as more, so much more. And the hope of being separate, of being solid and impenetrable, faints and flickers and is on. Hush. Ears to the ground reveal the hunter in a fumble trot. And the fear and loathing ricochets throughout the rotunda. The grass is slippery, the landscape a system so overwrought, it flips out and turns into something slimy. And the consequence in the moment, the bullet ascends the slowly fading rings of a stone thrown into water, of narratives growing, floating on the liquid surface, intersecting and mingling, multiplying, stretching out into new growths and new patterns, the result of it we cannot foresee. And the breached body pumps gas at the gas station. The shiny sludge blackness of compressed water plants, of hovering beetles with veined wings, of crisscrossing branches perched in midair, of shifting periods defined by sudden dampness or cold, of synergies of soil and rocks and languid movements. It pools on the floor in shiny, sticky rainbow ringlets of light. The light of circular, compressed time and interlaced narratives. It smells, the pungent, metallic smell of petroleum and others. And the eardrums ringing, ringing as tower church bells. What is it all for? The forces fighting each other oscillate within and through each other. They resonate deeper and darker than sound, sticking to each other as in a weave of no choice, of never having chosen for themselves, or actually exactly the opposite. Having chosen, and a choice weaves a tapestry of consequence and alienation. Choosing every day and ending up with the same tapestry of consequence and alienation. It is Echo, it is Narcissus, it is Janus, all of them, so many more. A mashup of voices high and low. It is all of the body's faces in the mirror, in the photos, multiplying everywhere, identity hobbling along. It is arms and legs folded into a hobble, hobbling along. It is the body as determinism, as other, as interlaced protein powder and vitamin K into a healthy meal. The body is an earth machine running on this. It is walking around as a war, as a mass of war, as acute action and reaction, as warped causality, as a living, breathing, slow rejection process of oneself. As if there were hatred already from the start, as if the division of mind and body, nature and culture, material and immaterial existed always, as if Descartes suffered such a body, this leaky materiality, as if Newton knew. The deep wish to leave it behind, to put it in a plastic bag and drop it behind the gas station. Walk away.